刘丽亚，感谢主啊，能够在安息一起来聚集，颂赞主，而且呢，查考主的话语。
Hallelujah! Thank God that on His holy Sabbath day, we can gather together to praise Him and worship Him and study His word.
我们早上呢，集中在约翰福音第九章，主耶稣医治圣殿里头的一个瞎眼的人。
This morning, we would focus our study on John chapter 9, where Jesus healed a man that was born blind.
那通常一件事情或者一个事件的记载，不是只在表面来叙述而已。
Usually, when there's a recording, it's not just about what is described superficially.
因为它有它的那个属灵，或者说在字面以外的这种经义里头。
Because in it, there's actually something that is beyond words.
一方面在阐明神的作为跟他的旨意。
On one hand, it describes the wonders of God and His will.
一方面呢，也在让读者或者听到的人能够明白主耶稣所行所为的到底他的不管在哪个层面，比如在文字方面或历史方面跟道理方面有什么启发，有什么样的教导。
On another hand, it also shows the revelation or the teachings from the Lord Jesus Christ and what He does.
所以我们所看的福音书或其他的记载，都要从多方面这样多层面来考虑的。
That's why when we look at the Gospels or other books, we need to look at the incident or the recording from many levels or aspects.
所以就可以从表面的事件的记载，可以进到其中很重要的经义跟教导。
So from what is recorded, then we can look into the teachings.
把神那又真又活的道理能够活现出来。
This way we can live out the word of God in our lives.
那我们现在就来看约翰福音第九章。
Now let's refer to John chapter 9.
记得第九章是集中在医治瞎眼的这件事件。
Chapter 9 focuses on the incident where a man that was born blind received sight.
但是这跟主耶稣本身来到世上他的弥赛亚使命，他的位份是什么，有相当联系的关系的。
This actually have a very close relationship with the role of Jesus coming into the world as the Messiah.
那另外呢，主耶稣在医治的本身，就是说行神迹的本身，应该跟他平常在论道，就是说他是谁，跟他所行的或者他所出的这种论述有关系的。
Also, it has something to do with how he would actually spread his gospel or in how he would describe things.
就说他是谁，他是什么。
In other words, who he is and what he is.
那他平常注重的教导的道理是什么。
What are the teachings he emphasized?
那所以说医治本身的神迹就跟他主耶稣的位份跟他所说的道理的论述要连在一起。
Therefore, the incidents have something to do with His role as well as His doing.
那这样的话我们就把神的道理综合起来。
And this way we can consolidate all of the teachings of God.
能够深入到圣经所记载的跟神的旨意。
We would then be able to enter into the depth of the meaning and the will of God.
那我们不但对经文有深入的了解。
Not only would we have a deeper understanding of the words.
而且可以领受那神的道理。
We can receive his truth.
刚才说到这三者要合一，就是说主耶稣是谁，他行的神迹跟他的道理论述。
Earlier we talked about these three different things, who Jesus is, what he does, and his teachings.
那这个我们可以从比如最简单的第一个例子，就约翰福音第六章就可以看出来。
We can actually look at this from a very simple example in John chapter 6.
因为他第一句话说他是生命的粮食。
The first thing he said was, "I am,
living bread.
I'm the living bread."
从天上来的，给属灵，给生命的。
And that I give life from above.
所以主耶稣本身是生命之粮。
So Jesus himself is the bread of life.
活现在人间。
And he has been manifested in the world.
主耶稣同时呢，他口中所出的一切教训，也是人的生命灵粮。
And the teachings that proceeded out of his mouth was also food in the spirit.
就在那主耶稣开始教导。
That's when he started to teach.
那这个教导以前，他行了一阵神迹奇事。
Before that teaching, he performed a miracle.
就是把少变多，就是两条鱼五个面包变成给五千人所吃的食物。
Which is that he turned two fish and five loaves of bread into food for 5,000.
那这个神迹就证明他从神来的，可以使不可能变成可能。
This miracle proved that he was from God and that he was able to turn impossibility into possibility.
也有旧约时代的以利亚、以利沙，他们使少变多的这样的神迹。
Just like the miracles that were performed by Elijah and Elisha in the Old Testament.
这种以少变多的这种神迹的再现。
And it's just like the miracles they perform from what is little to what is much.
那这个神迹有带来两个必要的结果。
And this miracle brought about two very important results. 那就从第一件神迹，
譬如说从第二章的迦拿神迹。
Just like in the incident at Cana in chapter 2.
啊，那就是有两这两个效果。
There were two results.
就人家看到主耶稣把水变酒以后，就产生就是归荣耀给神，也相信主了。
When others see that the miracle was performed, then they actually gave glory to God and they believed in the Lord.
所以归荣耀给主，归荣耀给主耶稣本身或天父，或者让人家更加的相信主耶稣。
So to proclaim glory to God or to Jesus and also to allow others to believe in him more.
所以荣耀跟相信这两个重要的事件的一个必要的结果。
These two things, giving glory and also believing, are very important results.
那在其他的神迹里头，也同样可以看出归荣耀给神，大家愿意相信跟从主的必要的效果。
In other miracles, we also see the results of giving glory to God and also believing more in the Lord.
那也今天我们在看到神的作为的时候，也会有这样的两种，这样会归荣耀给神，我们愿意相信跟从主的必要的结果的。
These are also the reaction we would have when we see miracles.
那这个主耶稣变饼变鱼，他主耶稣说了一大堆的道理。
When Jesus turned the two fishes and also the five loaves of bread into much food, he spoke a lot of teachings.
这就是长篇的论述了。
He had a very long discourse.
把在今生所追求的那个食物会朽坏。对肉体有益，可对灵性并没有多大的益处。
Explaining how the food in this world would come to rot and that it would not really benefit the spiritual the body.
就好像从前列祖所吃的 manna,
just like the manna that was eaten by the ancestors.
那这些列祖祖宗照样死了。
So they still died.
那今天有主耶稣所给的灵粮，就是他生命之道。
But today, they had the bread of life, which is the Lord himself.
是存到永生的。
That lasts through eternity.
也应该人的价值观放在这儿的。
And this is where men need to place the value.
是要努力来追求的。
It's something they need to pursue with diligence.
所以是说这个一长篇的道理的论述。
So this is the long discourse given by Jesus.
就说人需要追求属灵的生命。
That
所需要的粮食。
Men need to really pursue after the spiritual food.
所以从这个地这个变饼鱼，我们可以看出主本身说我是粮食，实际上就是生命的粮食。
From the miracle of the fish and bread, we can see that Jesus is the living bread.
六章三十五节跟四十八节有这样的论者。
Chapter 6, verse 53 and verse 18 have this teaching.
那第二个就主耶稣本身的行神迹。
The second is the fact that Jesus performed the miracle.
然后从六章以下二七节以下展开长篇的道理的论述，强调属灵粮食的重要性。
From chapter 6, verse 27 and on, he talked about the importance of spiritual food.
那以这个为前面的记载，我们来看第九章。
So knowing this as the recording that preceded what we are about to study today.
那第九章也一样的，主耶稣刚好在圣殿里头，他碰见一个瞎眼的，就医治了他。
In chapter 9, Jesus came to see a man that was born blind.
从第一节一直到第十四节左右。
from verse 1 to verse 14.
然后说这个事件以后就有 一连串的反应。
From this point on, then Jesus had reflections.
那这种 反应或者是这种正跟负的反应来说，都在主耶稣的生平里头常常发生。
And this kind of reactions, whether positive or negative, happened a lot in Jesus' life.
信的人就信了，归荣耀给神。
Those who believe, they would actually give glory to God.
不信的，这像这法利赛人、文士，他们就开始有非议、有毁谤。
Those who do not believe would be like the Pharisees and the scribes, where they would start to slander.
甚至利用机会来逼迫主耶稣。
They would even persecute the Lord himself.
来拒绝主跟他所说的道理。
They would abandon him and also disagree with what he preaches.
这原来就是人生的众生相，会我们常常在道理当中，我们做事或者是为人当中可以看到左右的反，就是正负的反应。
This is the kind of reactions, whether positive or negative, that we would witness in our lives.
但主耶稣持定他的目标。
But Jesus held onto his goal.
他自己是谁，他来到世间的目的是什么，他阐明得很清楚。
He proclaimed very clearly who he was and why he came into this world.
所以我们现在来看九章的记载。
So now let's look at the recording in chapter 9.
第一个就主耶稣所看到这个瞎眼的，人家质问说，这人是生来就瞎的呢，还是他父母或他本身犯罪所致来的这样效果呢？
First, others asked Jesus when they saw this man, Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind.
这句话在批判像约伯的三个朋友，他们在安慰约伯的烂仓的时候所下的这价值的评论。
This echoes what the friends of Job did or said to Job when they saw what was happening to him.
也就是说，一个人他受灾殃，一定他犯罪，或一定他做了什么不幸的事。
In other words, when a person is suffering, he must have sinned or must have done something that he shouldn't.
但主耶稣曾经有两度的在否定这种，就是说以为是这样就必有这样的结果的这样想法。
However, Jesus explained that this is not really always the right way of thinking.
譬如说看到人家车祸。
For example, when we see that someone experienced a car accident.
或是生了重病。
Or suffer from illness.
或像路加十三章所说的，希罗亚池的楼房倒塌，压死了十几个人。
Or like what is recorded in Luke chapter 13, there was a tower that fell and killed many.
那人家就判断说，一定他们犯了罪。
So people made this judgment that they must have done something wrong.
但主耶稣的评论说，不一定的，不是的。
But the Lord said that is not always the case.
你们倒是自身要反而要更加的警醒。
But you yourself need to be more vigilant.
真的要悔改
and repent.
免得也落得这样的不明不白的这样下场。
Lest you also come to experience the same.
这是我们对这个人家对瞎眼的父母或他自己本身犯的罪所下评语的一种纠正。
This is the correction that Jesus gave to those who made such an assessment.
主耶稣说，这倒是要在他身上显出神的作为。
Instead, Jesus said, but that the works of God should be revealed in him.
在人碰到了山穷水尽的时候，神的作为要展开的。
When men reach their end, that's when God's work would begin.
因为你看到他的瞎眼。
Because we see his blindness.
不要以为这就是他的罪恶。
We should not think that this is because of his sin.
而是要看出另外一方面，神到底要有什么作为。
Rather, we need to see what God wants to do.
或主耶稣临现的时候，主耶稣会展开什么样的作为。
Or when Jesus came, what kind of work would he do?
岂不是在神迹上是要显出神的荣耀吗？
Aren't miracles for the purpose of glorifying God?
让人看到的更加相信主跟他的话吗？
So that people can come to believe in him more.
所以这句话就有这样的一个下文。
This is what is happening next.
但主耶稣更进一步说了。
Then Jesus said,
说不是他父母犯了罪，而乃是要在他身上显出神的作为。然后他说，趁着白天，我们必须做那差我来的天父的工作。
Neither this man nor his parents sin, but that the works of God should be revealed in him, and I must work the works of him who sent me while it is day.
这里说有光，有白昼之光，生命之光在的时候要做工。
Here is emphasized that while it is day, he must do works.
所以这个光跟做工的道理就初次的就在这里显现，也呼应着其他的经文。
This is the first time this verse is shown here, and it also is in consistency with other verses.
因为在五章十九节那里
，In chapter 5 verse 19,
主耶稣曾经用这个父有其父又必有其子这样的比喻来说，天父亲怎么做工，他也得这么做工。
Jesus used the example that like father, like son.
那天父怎么做工？那我应该怎么做工？因为我是他的受差者。
However, the Father works, Jesus must also do the same because he is sent by the Father.
所以那工作的工在约翰福音里是一个突出的道理的字眼。
So the word work, in the Gospel of John is something that is very, special.
因为这是一个集中，一个重要的关键字眼。
Because it is a key word.
就是有关道理在存在在里头的。
It actually has a lot to do with the truth.
是跟主耶稣要显现在人间，展现他是真光，照耀着黑暗的世间的。
It actually has a lot to do with the fact that Jesus came to the world as the light.
就好像光白昼这样的自强不息，那人也应该学着主耶稣一样的，在有生命之光、白昼之光的时候，要努力来做工的。
Just like during the day, the light is very bright. Men need to learn from the Lord Jesus in having this light.
主耶稣把这句话说在这里。
And this is what Jesus was trying to explain.
他一方面就阐明说他是神的受差者。
On one hand, he was explaining that he was sent by God.
所以神要他在地面上所做的救赎跟创造的工作，他就得来执行。
So the work of salvation and of creation that God has given to him, he must do.
那主耶稣真的趁着在人间光还照在世界的时候，他努力在做工。
So Jesus did works while it was day.
那他不但说他自己，
he not only spoke of himself.
他也说到那些在光里头看到主耶稣的恩典跟真理临在的时候的人。
He also spoke of those who have received grace.
那应该也要做工。
That they must do works.
因此呢，这个医治本身就跟光临世间要努力做工一的道理的连在一起了。
So this actually links healing to doing the works of God.
好，我们现在看九章五节。
Let's read chapter 9, verse 5.
他说：“我在世上的时候，就是世上的是世界的光，就在这里提出他世上的光。”
He said, "As long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world."
这个呼应八章十二节，我是世界的光。
This echoes chapter 8, verse 12, where Jesus said he is the light of the world.
所以说光的道理就应该贯穿整个这个福音书。
So the word light actually threads the entire gospel together.
一方面探讨神本身的特质。
On one hand, it exemplified the characteristic of God.
那神差遣这个光来到人间，这便把可以看出这个人间的黑暗，一种抵挡神的国、神的义这个黑暗世界，或者恶者所辖制的这种权势。
God sent the light into the world to shine upon darkness which resisted God.
那么在这种黑暗辖制之下，人是愚蒙的、无知的。
Under the dominion of darkness, men are ignorant.
意思就是说他心眼是昏暗的。
That is to say they are blinded in the heart.
就是说他们是在黑暗中不知道去向的。
They are in darkness and do not know where to go.
那他们所从事的工作也有时候是无意义的。
And the work that they do are meaningless.
是徒劳无功的。
It is really of no value.
所以他们就得要有这光照来启蒙，来引导。
That's why they need this light to guide them.
那光来到人间就需要工作。
And the light comes to the world for works.
就需要有引导。
And we must be guided.
必须要有必要的结果。
And that is what must happen.
这都是约翰福音所强调。
This is what John emphasizes.
那我们来看呢，这光的道理，其实在第一章就开宗明义也说得很清楚。
Actually, in chapter 1, it already explained light very clearly.
在那里一章四节九节说, 主耶稣是真光。
In chapter 1, verse 4 and 9, it explained that Jesus is the true light.
那个光要来到人间,
and that this light would come into the world.
而且要照亮一切生活在世上的人,
and it would shine upon all those who live in the world.
这句话就把我们引导说主耶稣他的福音, 我说主耶稣他本身他临在, 啊,
this has already led us into knowing the role of Jesus in the world.
光既然是从神来的,
since light came from God,
它是圣善的,
it is good.
啊, 它是要照明的,
it is to shine.
要引导的,
and it is to guide.
因此呢, 在光, 在照明, 就等我们人的启蒙眼心眼打开,
so when the light shines, our eyes of the heart are open.
我们可以开始了解,
we can come to understand.
可以认识,
to see.
这可以看出自己所处的环境是什么,
the situation or environment that we are in.
也可以看到将来所要走的去向,何去何从,
and the directions that we are to go in the future.
而且我们在行走人生跟信仰道路上需要有光的这样的引导,
and in our spiritual journey, we need the guidance of light.
万一这个光明失去了,我们在黑暗中就会跌倒,也再也不能做工了。
If we lose this light, we would fall in darkness and we would not be able to do work anymore.
因此呢, 这些道理一直在约翰福音一直强调着的。
These are the truth that are being emphasized in the Gospel of John.
但现在我们先来看这事件本身另外一个的层面。
Let's look at the incident from another aspect.
依旧说人, 尤其不信主的人, 看到神迹以后的反应。
Let's look at the reaction of those who do not believe in the Lord.
尤其跟主对抗的法利赛人跟文士。
Especially the Pharisees and scribes who were against the Lord.
他们在宗教社会上的权益好像被主耶稣跟他所传的道理来影响威胁。
It seemed as if their status were threatened by the Lord.
尤其他们宗教方面。
Especially in the religious sense.
他们所认为宝贵的这个律法, 或者是他们历代所传的, 从这个长老们或者律法师所承受的这些遗传,
the laws and traditions that they had received from the past.
就是说从那个, 不管是口头的或者文载的, 这个律法师, 历代所, 所给他们的教导,
whether it is oral or written,
就成了一个很, 就是说, 牢不可破的一个传统势力。
These have all become a kind of power for them that cannot be tempered with.
那主耶稣来就要修正他们错误的观念。
When Jesus came, he came to correct the wrong perception.
要把人在律法下不必要的束缚把它解放出来。
And to free those who are unnecessarily bounded by the law.
尤其是宗教规矩方面。
Especially the regulations pertaining to religion.
在新约的恩典跟真理下来看, 那是属于宗教形式的。
In the grace and salvation of the New Testament, these all seem to be like informality.
所以说主要是说要重要最重要是内在的敬虔。
What Jesus emphasized as the most important is the reverence in the heart.
信仰是一个心灵的一个宗教。
Because a religion is really a matter of the heart.
天父所鉴察的不是外表而是内心。
What God deems important is not our outward appearance, but rather our heart.
主耶稣来到人间，对他们威胁就是，法利赛认为主耶稣来跟他们，就等于破坏了一向他们的传统。
This is the reason why the Pharisees thought Jesus was a threat to them.
形成了在对抗的势力。
And this is why they were against him.
所以主耶稣行神迹或主耶稣说的道理，这些不信的人一定会有非议，会有诋毁。
So whenever Jesus performed miracles or spoke teachings, they would always have something against to say.
那我们可以看到律法师规定了安息日不可做的，有很多禁令。
We also see that there are many regulations regarding what they cannot do on the Sabbath.
其中有一个就是在安息日不可那个行这医治的动作。
One of which is that they shall not perform healing on Sabbath.
除非这个病症是急症。
Unless the illness has to do with life.
有关生死的,
It has to do with life and death.
一般已经存在很久的那些疾病就不需要特别在安息日来医治。
As for those illnesses that have existed for a while, they do not need to be healed on the Sabbath.
所以难怪在马太十二章有一桩这种医治这个右手枯干的人的这个神迹。
That's why when there was an incident that happened in Matthew chapter 12 where a man's withered hand was healed.
那这在九节以下所记载的。
Starting with verse 9 and on.
这主耶稣在安息日医治这个右手有毛病的人。
We see how the Lord himself healed someone with a withered hand on the Sabbath.
所以这法利赛人就故意就说要抓他的这把柄说安息日治病可以不可以。
The Pharisees then used this against Jesus in asking him, can someone heal others on the Sabbath?
当然这个手枯干的或手已经瘸的人已经好久的毛病了。
Of course, this person who had the withered hand had it for a while.
不需要再急于在安息日来治理。
It was not urgent for him to be healed on the Sabbath.
但主耶稣动了怜悯的心随时随地在行善事在传神的国的福音的。
But Jesus was compassionate in his heart, and he always healed whenever he could.
他及时行善。
He always did work, good work.
所以不管安息日能本来治已经在存在已久的病是一种禁令。
So even though this may be against the regulation of theirs,
所以主耶稣还是照样的医治他，叫他右手的复原。
Jesus still healed his right hand.
因此就惹起这法利赛人的愤怒，跟他们仇恨来谋杀他的这意念呢。
This further angered the Pharisees and even instigated them to try to kill him.
在约翰福音第九章也是一样的道理。
John chapter 9, it is the similar thing.
这个瞎眼的不是有关生死的重要关头。
For a man who was blind, it was really not a matter of life and death.
何况他已经生来就瞎了眼。
Especially since this man was born blind.
那主耶稣为什么偏偏在这个安息日来医治他？
But why would Jesus heal him on the Sabbath?
所以就变成人家控诉他的理由。
This then became a reason for others to accuse him.
有人就是违反了这个法利赛人和文士们所定的规矩，那他们就要被驱逐会堂之外。
If someone were to violate the laws and regulations set up by the Pharisees, then they were to be expelled from the synagogue.
因为这些被驱逐就被剪除在外的人，都认为是有罪的人。
Because these are all the people who are deemed sinners.
因为他们干犯神的律法。
They had fallen short of the way of the Lord.
违背了那个就是说宗教的律例或者宗教规矩。
Because they disobey the laws, the ordinances of the Lord.
这就是当时这个冲突和矛盾的一个重要的重点。
This is one of the key that they had in their in the conflict.
那我们再看这个十五节所有的反应。
Let's look at the reaction recorded in verse 15.
因为耶稣基督他不应该干犯这个祖宗的遗传来医治病人，这是最重要的一个理由。
So again, the most important thing here is that Jesus should not have violated the ordinances in healing on the Sabbath.
就是今天有很多人执着这个字句主义者。
And this is actually what a lot of people do today in insisting on words.
或很多规条规矩或者说条文方面的。
Or certain things that are written as regulations.
但忘记了主耶稣他动了怜悯心要及时来医治来显出神的荣耀让人家相信主是谁。
Forgetting that our Lord was a very compassionate Lord who wanted to heal at any time.
所以这是我们可以看出法利赛人的反应跟我们应该有的这批判。
This actually allows us to see the reaction of the Pharisees and what we should think of them.
就是主耶稣所批判的。
And this is actually what Jesus thinks of them.
那第二点我们来看这个瞎眼的父母。
The second is, let's look at the parents of the blind.
就在这种环境，人是形式的产物。
And in this kind of situation, with the work of men as such.
意就是说，人处于环境，有时候要受制于环境。
Which is to say that when we are in an environment, we are limited by it.
形式比人强。
When
circumstances are stronger than circumstances.
The circumstance is actually stronger than than our mind.
啊，那所以说这个父母亲也是在这种情形下回答法利赛人文士们的那的问的质问。
And this is the circumstance under which the parents had to answer the Pharisees.
啊，因为说你知道他医治他是什么的人。
They were asked, who was the man who healed your son?
难道你儿子生来就瞎的眼吗？
Did your son born blind?
啊，怎么能现在能看见呢？
And why is it that he could see now?
所以可见法利赛人文士他们其实在歪曲事实，他们明明看见神迹，看见主的作为。
The Pharisees and scribes, even though they had seen the miracle performed by the Lord, they were trying to twist the fact.
他们听闻这个消息，可是反而就是要来让他父母亲来不承认。
They actually heard about what happened, but they wanted the parents to deny what happened.
那父母亲因为基于这种，假如他们说事实的话，说真相的话，他们就会被逼迫，会被赶出会堂。
If the parents were to tell the truth, they would be chased out of the synagogue.
所以他们只能说，那你就问这个儿子本身吧，他自己来说吧。
That's why they could only say, you can ask him yourself.
因为他已经成人，可以自身负责了。
Because he is of age and he can answer for himself.
所以第二点，我们看到父母亲他们这个瞎子的父母他们的反应跟他们苦衷。
This is the reaction we see of the parents and also their conflict.
可是他们所说的话是聪明的应对的。
Actually, what they said in their answer was one of wisdom.
那就说你去问这个当事人。
They said, you can ask him yourself.
我们知道就知道，不知道就不知道。
If we know, we know. If we do not know, we do not know.
我们已经说了。
Then we would say so.
这是第二种，我们看法利赛人以外的这个父母他们的反应。
This is another group of response outside of the Pharisees, which is the response of the parents.
那第三种就是瞎子本身。
The third is the response of the blind man himself.
就是他本身的信。
His believing.
他本身跟主耶稣的际遇，就相遇在一起所反映的这种感恩的心。
And also the heart of thanksgiving that resulted out of his interaction with the Lord.
而且进一步他更加认识神的作为，跟耶稣是谁，愿意来相信，来跟从。
Furthermore, how he acknowledged who Jesus was and how he was willing to believe in him.
所以就把我们在读圣经的就置在说你是法利赛人这一群，还是父母这个，还是瞎子本身。
So this actually brings the question to us whether we belong to any of these three groups, the Pharisees, the parents, or the blind men.
以法利赛人来说，他们是反对的，是抵挡真道的。
The Pharisees actually were against the truth.
明明看见事实，还是有心来扭曲事实的。
They had seen the truth, and yet they tried to twist.
为了在固守他们自己的权益跟他们的传统。
In order to protect their power and also their tradition.
那父母亲能够明哲保身。
The parents tried to protect themselves.
能够来保持他们能够在会堂来崇拜来。从事社会生活
so that they can continue to worship in the synagogue and to live in the society.
而且把问题指向那应该问的、应该答的本身去。
And they point the question to the person who needs to answer.
那我们现在要看这个瞎子本身。
And now let's look at the blind man himself.
我们可以看到瞎子他的被医治以后，很勇敢的面对这种威迫的力量。
We can see how this blind man.Face his questioning with courage.
因为这个法利赛人要诋毁耶稣是个罪人。
The Pharisees wanted to accuse Jesus as a sinner.
那罪人不应该行神迹的，神也不会听他的。
And that a sinner should not perform miracle, and a sinner would not be heard by God.
但是很反讽的，这个罪人竟不是他们心目中的罪人。
But very sarcastically, this is not the sinner they had thought of in their heart.
而是神认为的神的儿子。
Rather, this is the Son of God.
带有神的属性，带有神的全能来到人间。
He has the character and the power of God, and came into this world.
所以就把人的认知也划分成两二元的对立。
And this actually put.The acknowledgement of men into two very distinct
我们的认知 connective power
the cognitive power.
啊，我们有时候是错在一边的。
We tend to lean on one side.
所以因为这形式啊，因为传统，因为我们自己的无知啊，以为我们所认的是对的。
Because of tradition or because of our own understanding, we insist on something.
那所以说，就要有真光来照耀，来启迪，才可以知道真相。
This is the reason why we need the light in order to really see the truth.
啊，就是说要有真相、事实，还有神的道，还有主耶稣本身的灵现。
To have the truth and to really see for what it is and to have the truth of the Lord.
那这个瞎眼的很勇敢的承认。
This blind man acknowledged with courage.
他说：“主，你说的耶稣是不是罪人？这个我不必啊，我不知道。”
He said, "I do not know whether he is a sinner or not."
只是有一件事我很清楚的。
One thing I know.
就是我从前眼瞎，如今看见了。
That though I was blind, now I see.
啊，这个也是成为我们今天赞美诗九十六首的很重要的主题。
This also became a theme to the hymn 96.
我们从苏格兰高地的这曲调变成我们今天的 Amazing Grace 这样的奇妙的恩典。
This was a Scottish tune that had turned into the Amazing Grace tune that we all know today.
说这件事是从前眼瞎，如今看见了；从前我们迷失了，现在被找着了。
It speaks of how we were blind, but now we see.
啊，所以这是一个信仰的昭告。
This is actually a proclamation of our faith.
一个人从黑暗中进入光明，从无知进入到被神启蒙认知的这样一个过程。
For a person to be turned from darkness into light and from not knowing the Lord into knowing him.
而且呢，亲身体验到主的恩典。
And to experience personally His grace.
所以他很勇敢的在这个威迫，这威势的压迫之下，在勇敢承认，勇敢的接受挑战。
That's why under such a strong oppression, he was willing and he was bravely embracing the challenge.
这也是我们今天信仰的一个胆量，信仰的一个勇气。
This is also the courage we can have in our spirituality today.
真的就是真的。
What is true is true.
神的全能就是神的全能。
The power of God is the power of God.
应该勇敢面对就勇敢面对。
If it is something we need to face, we need to face with courage.
就是站在真理跟站在主应该我们做的公义或者说怜悯的原则上要坚持到底。
We stand firmly and insistently on the grace and on the truth of God.
这个是我们认识这个瞎子的他的真正的认知跟他能够面对威迫的力量做出那承认主医治的事实。
And this is the blind man that we can come to know in how he had accepted the Lord.
他是一个从瞎眼向眼睛看见。
He was a blind man and now he could see.
那约翰福音就要把我们带到另一个很重要的一个主题的层面了。
John would then bring us into another very important teaching.
原来在第一章在主道成肉身这个赞歌里头就显出这个道理。
In John chapter 1, where it explained how the word, the light actually came into the world.
这个是跟神的国、神的旨意对抗的，在约翰福音称为世界。
And what is against God or His kingdom is considered of the world.
那这个黑暗的世界是由一个今生之子，或者是元凶，罪恶的元凶，魔鬼撒旦来控制着。
And this world of darkness is under the dominion of a being known as Satan.
在他的权势下,
it is under his power.
人被绑在罪里头。
Men are actually bound up in sin.
那圣经说他们心眼昏昧，就是就昏暗就愚昧。
The Bible actually explained how they were blinded in the heart.
在黑暗中在摸索，他以为他们走的是正路，做的事是正确。
They were trying to find a way around in darkness, thinking that that was the right way.
因为他世人的良心已经被落尽了。
And this is because the conscience of man has already been compromised.
Been branded. 那这样的话，他们就在黑暗中，就没有办法自己来解放。
This is how they were not able to walk out of the darkness.
没有办法从无知、愚蠢当中进到这种神所给的这聪明，或者说给他们认知。
They cannot escape this ignorance into the knowledge of the Lord.
所以主耶稣的光就必得来到人间。
This is the reason why the light of Jesus needs to come to the world.
第一章五节说，光照在黑暗里头。
Verse 5 says, the light shines in the darkness.
第九节说，光，真光照，要照亮世界，生，在世上生的人，生活，生存的人。
And verse 9 says, the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world.
那他到自己的世界。
And that was his world.
等他来到自己的世界。
The true light which came into the world.
可是这个世界不接受光，不接受他，不领受他。
But the world did not know him.
简单说，这个光，神的道理，神的恩典来到这个黑暗的世界，这个、黑暗受恶者辖制的 来反抗，来诋毁。
The light came into the world, but the world was under the dominion of Satan and those who were against him, and they did not accept him.
不接受，不领受。
And they would not actually receive him.
那主耶稣来到他自己犹太人的世界。
And Jesus came into the world of the Jews.
第十节说了。
In verse 10.
十一节说，他，世界不接待他。
In verse 11, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
犹太人的世界不接他。
The Jewish people did not receive him.
以后神国所到的，福音所到的世界也不接，大部分不接受他。
And even to the rest of the world, most of it did not receive him.
只有被神的光来照耀，用从神的方法来生的。那他们可以称为神的儿女，可以看到这光的存在。
Only those to whom the light was shown, and also those who do it, things according to the way of the Lord.
那这个光在约翰福音里头是跟神的真理、跟主耶稣连在一起。
And this light actually has to do with the Lord Himself and His truth.
所以说第三章十九节就展现这个真相。
In chapter 3, verse 19, this was revealed.
三章十九节到二十一节。
Verse 19 to 21.
光来到世间，人因为自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗。
That the light has come into the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
这些抵挡神国、神的义的人。
And these men who are against the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那个辖制这世界跟人心的黑暗的势力。
And they actually were under the power that controlled the world and the hearts.
那这个主宰者也是黑暗。
And the one in control of the world is darkness.
是罪跟死必然的结果。
And this is actually what would result in death.
那所以光来到世界，这些力量，权势就在抵挡它，不接受光。
So the power of this world and those who follow it would not receive.
所以真理它对面就是荒谬。
So what is the opposite of truth is
heresy. 或者说那个 absurdity， 或者说那个罪恶。Or
absurdity or sin.
只有在神他光照的时候，才知道什么是行真理的，才是行公义的，是神所要的。
Only under the light of God can we really see the truth and what God really wants.
所以十二节就是在这里说，作恶的恨恶光，并不来就近光，就好像法利赛人跟不信的那一堆人一样。
Just like what it's mentioned in verse 12, that those who hate darkness do not go near it, just like how the Pharisees were.
二十一节就说，行真理的必定来就近光。
And then verse 21 says, but he who does the truth comes to the light.
那被光照的人所行的是靠着神来行的。
And those who do things right actually are doing so with the light.
所以从创世以来，神照光暗，就让我们看出二元那个对抗性。
So from the very beginning, when God created light, we can already see through his creation, this stands against each other.
自然光来说。
Let's talk about natural light.
就说有日月星辰这个三光。
There are the sun, the moon, and also the stars.
叫他们形成白天跟黑夜的那个光照。
And this has allowed this system of day and night in our world.
太阳就我们日头，它照着白天。
The sun is the light that shines during the day.
那太阴就是月亮，它有时候晚上也是出现。
And the moon actually comes out at night.
但当他们在黑暗跟光明，在这自然光里头，并不排斥。
But in the world of natural lights, they do not go against each other.
因为他们相伴着，相随着的。
They are actually working with each other.
这个叫 opposites， 就是说在变偶的啊，在在对在有点在对面性的。
So there are the opposites where they actually are working.
那这个是必须要需要并存的。
They need to coexist.
就像父母、天地、乾坤一样的道理。
Just like we have two parents, we have the heaven and earth. This is the law of the opposites.
Duality.
Duality.
但是当他变属灵光面，跟神跟恶者对抗性的时候，他们就是一个变成一个对立的。
But when we talked about the spiritual world, then this becomes the two things that are against
contradiction
of each other.
所以刚才是 opposite， 现在是 contraries。那这个对抗性啊，就不可以并存的。
So we had talked about opposites earlier, but now we're talking about contraries. So they now cannot coexist.
就是天堂跟地狱。
There is heaven and hell.
属神的跟属世的，属恶魔的。
There are those who belong to God and those who belong to the devil.
看善跟恶。
There is the good versus evil.
光明跟黑暗。
Light versus darkness.
这个是一种对抗性。
This is actually contraries to each other.
人一定要选择其中的一个。
And men must choose one.
那人的选择定出他的生存模式。
And the choices of men decide their fate.
也定出他所要走的这个方向。
And it decides where they're going to walk on.
所以那些愿意选择神的道理和神的恩典的人，就走在光明行真理的路上。
Those who choose the way of the Lord will walk on the way of the light.
那他的结果是什么？
And what is the result?
是被神的光来启蒙，来照亮，心眼打开。
What would happen is that God's light would shine upon them and open their heart.
当他在黑暗当中，生命彷徨里头，他可以看到去路，因为神在引导他们。
So in the difficulties of life, they can really see how God would lead them through His light.
就像路加一章七十八、七十九节说。
Just like what is mentioned in Luke chapter 1,Verse 78 and 79.
就是说，神的光，清晨的这个日光一样的照着人间，照着带领人的脚步。
That the light of God is like the light of the morning light that leads the way of men.
那可以把人的脚步引到平安跟生命的路上。
That it can actually bring men onto the way of peace and of life.
那这个不可能于这黑暗。因为黑暗不把人的脚步引到，反而是引到灭亡、败坏的路上去的。
This would not happen in darkness, because darkness will lead people into destruction.
所以从这里我们就可以看到，主耶稣在讲行真理的、被门光照的、认识神的、就近光的人的这一群人。
So here we can see the people that the Lord is speaking of as to those who follow His way.Who follow the light and who walk in His way.
这个瞎眼的已经心眼打开，他的眼睛肉眼打开，心眼也打开。
The blind man has already been open with vision, both physically and in his heart.
他到最后来承认主耶稣，来敬拜主，跟从主。
At the end, he acknowledged the Lord. He followed the Lord.
可是我们可以看出光的另外方面，除了这个引导、照明、引导之外。
But when we look at another aspect of light, other than it.Bringing the light properties.
也就是说，他也会对这个黑暗罪恶来审判。
It would also judge evil.
尤其那些自以为是的、自以为聪明、眼睛瞎、眼睛明亮的人，都下了就神的判断、神的审判了。
Especially those who think that they can see.
这个是很大的，这光的另一个作用。
This is a very important function of light.
我们来看第九章。
Let's refer to chapter 9.
当主耶稣说他是光来到人间，
When Jesus said that he was light who came into the world,
那他要照明，
and that he would shine,
那叫人来眼睛打开，
for men to open their eyes,
而且叫人来相信，
and that men would come to believe.
那三十九节他就说了一句，
In verse 39 he mentioned,
九章三十九节，
chapter 9 verse 39,
我是为那个审判来到世界上来的。
For judgment, I have come into this world.
叫那不能看见的反而看见。
That those who do not see may see.
那些能看见的反而瞎了眼。
And that those who see may be made blind.
我们在圣经里头常常有这种叫做诡局啊，叫做 paradox 啊，就是说看见不可能而可能，这样的一种措辞法。
In the Bible, we often see these paradox.
啊，就说你有时候想不通，但其实道理是在那里，神的作为是在那里。
You may not be able to make sense out of it, but there is the way of the Lord in it.
就说主耶稣来到人间，看不能看见，可以看见，那看见反而瞎了眼，那怎么解呢？
How do we explain those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind?
当然，第一个指着那瞎眼的这个生来就瞎眼的，圣殿被医治这个人，他眼睛打开了。
Of course, the first type refers to the blind man who was given his sight again.
不单肉眼，而且人的心眼也会因为主的临在，他的光照耀的引导的时候，他也能够看见很清楚。
Not just his physical eyes, but the eyes of his heart were also open to see the Lord.
除非那个人愿意，就是说不愿意打开眼睛，不愿意跟从光的照亮，那不光的引导。
Unless the person really did not want to open his eyes to see and to receive the guidance of God.
因为这是你的自人的这个选择。要自己负责的选择。
Otherwise, we all have to be responsible for our actions.
但是光来叫那眼睛很明亮的，反而瞎了眼，怎么说呢？
But how do we explain the second type, which is those who see may be made blind?
因为人常常有自以为是啊，自以为通达聪明。
Men usually are full of themselves.
人以为他自己有传统，自己有很好的一个过去。
They think that they have good tradition and something valuable of the past.
很有成就
And that they are very accomplishing.
会自以为满足
They become very content.
可是呢反而变成自欺是 conceited.
So, but what ended up happening is it would end in self-conceit.
这个自欺就自以为是自以为有
This actually is being a conceit in thinking that they have something.
可以从神更高的标准来衡量的时候，他就亏欠了神的荣耀。
When we use the higher standard of God to measure against him, then we can see that he falls short.
用神的道理，用神的公义，和用神的神国神，或者神义的，我们的属灵原则来衡量的时候，就亏欠了神，也辜负了神。
When we use the word of God or the standard of God to measure against that person's, then we can see that we are all short.
没有想到他们自以为有知识，自己能通达。
They do not. They actually thought that they have the knowledge. To find a way.
会像罗马书十章三节四节所说的。
This is just like what is mentioned in Romans chapter 10, verse 3 to 4.
有热心，那他们缺少神的真知识。
They were fervent, but they lacked the knowledge of the Lord.
有传统以来的这种这师父所给的知识，但缺少真知，真知真正真的认识神。
They have the tradition from the teachers, but they did not really have the true knowledge to know God.
所以在神看起来他们是瞎眼的。
That's why, from God's perspective, they are blind.
当他们自以为是、自以为满足的时候，就会像启示三章老底家会议的人，然后老底家教会的人一样，是赤身裸体的。
When they become self-conceited, then it would just be like the proclamation against the church of Laodicea in Revelation chapter 3.
赤身贫穷可怜的。
That they are actually naked, poor, and also pathetic.
所以主耶稣要医治人的眼睛。
So Jesus wanted to heal the eyesight of men.
可是这些法利赛人拒绝了接受这个光的照耀。
But the Pharisees rejected the shining of this light.
不愿承认主有大权能来医治人的肉眼跟心眼。
They did not want to acknowledge that the Lord has the power to heal.
他们忽略了神的荣耀，跟必要的跟从主、相信主、认识他的这样的一必须走的道路。
They ignore the importance of giving glory to God and following the way of the Lord.
所以主耶稣针对他们所说的。
So that's why Jesus spoke specifically about them.
难道我们也犯罪吗？
Then the Pharisees said,
难道我们瞎了眼吗？应该这么说。
Are we blind also?
那因为瞎了眼就是因为他们罪还存在。
And they are blind because their sin remain.
那你们自以为能通达，自以为明白神的这种旨意。
They think that they really know the thinking of the Lord.
罗马书二章所说的，你们可以做瞎子的引导的老师。
Romans chapter 2 talked about how they become the blind leading the blind.
以为是光明中的眼，在黑暗中的光明。
They thought of themselves as the light in the darkness.
有真理知识的规模。
That they had the model of the truth.
有神选民的这宝贵身份。
That they had this precious role of the chosen one.
这些自夸，这些认知，这是无用的。
But these are all boasting, and also these kind of acknowledgement is useless.
是错误的。
It is wrong.
因此呢，要回到神的意啊，神的本质是什么？本意是什么
？That's why we need to return back to the essence of God.
要让光来照吧。
And to allow this light to shine.
神的道理，神的圣灵的引导。
And the guidance that comes from the Lord.
我们愿意认知，愿意来追从。
We are willing to acknowledge and to pursue.
来让光来让照在我们生命的这个路上。
And to allow this light to shine us onto the way of the Lord.
那么趁着有白日，趁着主耶稣的恩典还在的这个白昼。
While it is day, when the grace of the Lord is still upon us.
还有生命气息的时候。
When we still can breathe.
我们应该信从这光。
We need to believe in this light.
我们应该跟从这光。
We need to follow this light.
这光明之子。
To become the son of
light. 而且一定要照着约翰福音所说的，要走路，就是说要走人生跟信仰的道路。
Just like what is mentioned in Luke, we must walk on this way of life.
而且呢，要做工。
And we must work the works.
做工也是这章主题了。
And to do the works is also one of the themes of this chapter.
主耶稣所行的工作要做我们的榜样。
And the work that Jesus has done is an example for us.
所以这单纯的事件，这医治瞎眼的单纯事件。
This very simple incident of healing the blind
让我们知道人肉眼开心眼也要打开
has allowed us to understand that the physical eyes and the eyes of the heart can be opened
人要归荣给神也要相信主来跟从他
Men must give glory to God and believe in him to follow him
那些自以为是自以为通达的在神眼光看来却被批判了被审判了
Those who think more of themselves are the ones who are judged by God.
因为他们瞎了眼。
Because they are the ones who are blind.
不顺从神的国、神的义的这种罪还存在着的。
Because of their disobedience, their sins remain.
所以愿主耶稣带领我们，我们更加的认识这些道理。
May the Lord help us so that we can understand this type of truth even more.
主耶稣借着行神迹医治瞎眼子这个的道理，这个的本身事件。
This is the incident that the Lord has used to teach us.
他说了这么长篇的道理在圣殿里头。
He has spoken this many teachings in the temple.
来证明他是世上的光。
To prove that he is the light of the world.
这三者的连在一起。
And these three are really interconnected.
也让我们应该来相信主，来归荣给他。
And also allows us to really believe in him and to give glory to him.
真正的认识主。
And to truly come to know him.
跟他所说的道理。
And what he tells us.
来明白他行神迹的真意在哪。
And to understand really the true meaning of his miraculous work.
这就是我们信仰的真谛了。
This is the truth of our faith.
我们今天早上见证到这。
Let's conclude our sharing this morning.
我们唱诗46首。